great to be here. I'm glad to see a lot of people here, though there aren't as much as there were this morning. I want to start off, if we could turn to James chapter 2, verses 18. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Shew me thy faith without my works, and I will shew thee my faith by my works. In this verse, y'all may be seated. In 2:18, it says to show your faith by works. And a lot of people, they say, like, they can do a lot, and they think that their works mean that they have strong faith, although just because you donate a lot of money or you go around asking people what they need or if they need help, these are good things, but these things don't get you to heaven. These things don't mean that you have a right faith. And then another, if we move over to, you don't have to flip there because it should be on, James 3. In verse 5, it says, even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. But the tongue can no man tame. If you jump down to verse 8, It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. A lot of people are really mean, if you're just honest. And a lot of people that are here in church that say how much they love God, or the same people that are here that don't actually show that they love God whenever they get out of church, and they leave here and they're mean to everybody. They don't retain any of the knowledge that they've been given. And whenever they leave with their tongue, what they say, they can push people away from church. They're the reason some people may leave a church. A lot of people, when they die, will go to hell, of course. And you'll be there watching God cast all the people that you chose to push away from the church, and to tell how, or to, and that you were mean to, that you made them think that all the church was hypocrites and liars that only cared about the stuff that they did and how people thought of them. In John 14, verse 15, it says, If you love me, keepeth my commandments. One of his commandments is to love thy neighbor. And a lot of people here do not love each other. They're full of hate. Their heart is putrid and vile. And they look around and they wonder why so much other people have just so much joy. And they seem to be right with the Lord. And it's because all those people, they actually read their Bible and they pray. They know who to talk to if they need help. They don't boast about themselves, like what Peyton said, how they sit there and they glorify their flesh and they don't actually take into account who gave them everything that they have. And I can't imagine how sad it would be to see all the people that I know for a fact, I've definitely hurt someone. Someone in here has hurt someone. Everybody's hurt someone. How sad and painful it would be to watch those people get cast to hell because we chose not to just tell them how good the Lord is. And all we did was push them out of church and be the reason so much people don't want to come to church. My sister, lost, who's out of church, who won't come to church, has told me a huge reason she doesn't want to come to church is because the people, how much are liars and hypocrites, and how she doesn't want to be with those people. now so much of them have hurt her way worse than some lost people just because they have so much pride. They can't just sit there and tell and testify how awesome the Lord is. Thank you. And they sit there, and they're the same people that come to this church and any church, and they glorify the Lord. And they just talk about, maybe they lie. They tell them about how much they love the Lord, when clearly they don't. If I ask people that know you outside of church what kind of person they think you are, what would they say? That's all I got. Thank you. Lord, thank you for letting us come here tonight. Thank you for all you've given me and all you've given these people. I pray that this message went to the ears that needed to hear it, Lord. I pray that you would open their hearts and let them know that they aren't right. In your precious, sweet, holy name, I pray. Amen.